The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick.
Embrace your mornings with Phoebe, Bev and Nick.
And embrace love at the Loo Melbourne this Valentine's Day with Monet and friends.
Be transported to Paris,
the city of love, for an evening of champagne and romance at the Loo, Melbourne's digital art gallery.
Maths continued last night, and again, I've missed this episode. I am going to catch up. This is going to be the first series of Maths I watch.
You've got to watch it.
But what I love is watching here on the show, we have a WhatsApp group, and I watch your comments, and Darcy, Mando, and me, you, Feb, last night. You're all on this guy called Jesse.
Oh, man.
So I wanted to get to the bottom of this. Now, Jesse and Claire got married. What was quite funny or maybe controversial about Jesse, I believe, and you could probably tell me more, is that he came to this process with a list of icks, things he does not like.
He pulled them out of his back pocket, and they had like three pages.
Well, let's hear some of the things he doesn't like in the girls he dates.
I actually brought a list to remind me of just how much icks me about dating. Girls who are addicted to their phones, social media, motivational quotes, hustle and grinding. Who do you think you are? Any girl who calls me honey, sweetie, you're not my auntie. Any girl who starts a sentence with, oh my God, babe. Star sign chicks. Oh my God, that's such a Libra thing to do. I'm not Libra. Shut up. Mirror selfies, dirt on the mirror, gym photos, butt, boob, bikini, chicks who pout.
I thought when I was watching it and those WhatsApp things were going out, and I knew we'd talk about it, like it'd be all Nick's icks. I reckon you'd be right onto this bloke.
Yeah, there were a few of them there.
I don't think
that's
he was
my old neighbour, Claire.
Oh, you know the girl that he married.
Yeah, that was my old neighbour.
Mate, she's awesome.
She's a legend.
Mate, she's probably my favourite chick on there at the moment. She just does, her philosophy in life is she's just happy, doesn't care about anything, and she's just, absolutely.
So you know Claire personally because she used to live next to you.
Yeah, we lived in the same street for a couple of years.
Do you think that they're suited? Oh, you didn't watch the show?
No.
And our announcer, Kat, that works here, she dated Jesse.
So what?
Oh, really?
Hang on a second. Is Kat here? Oh,
yeah, she is.
We get Kat?
She's running in now.
But I reckon they're perfect for each other, these two.
Kat.
I didn't really like Jesse at the start, but then watching him last night, I've sort of warmed to him a little bit.
Okay, Kat's jumping on a mic. Kat, did you date Jesse?
Yes, briefly, and it was back in Perth. And yeah, now he's on the television. I'm like, okay.
Did you hear any of those icks and think that's why we broke up?
A little bit. He was really picky, and it didn't last long. And I knew that. Sorry, I ran to the studio. I'm out of breath. I knew that he was not in it for the long run. You know what I mean? He was just.
What sort of guy was he?
He's very out there. He's very confident.
Yeah.
He knew what he wanted, what he didn't want, and
Did you imagine he'd ever go on Maths?
I actually did because he used to hit me up about radio-related stuff as well.
Oh, here we go.
So I don't think he's actually there for a girlfriend. I think he's looking for a bit of a gig.
Because he's a marriage celebrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because he used to go to weddings and stuff and then realise that the marriage celebrants are boring, and he wanted to bring a bit of spunk to the ceremony.
That's good. Any other goss about him?
I think he just likes the sound of his own voice, to be honest.
Ended well, did it?
Yeah.
Was he a good kisser?
Yeah, he's a good kisser.
Oh, Jesse, Kat!
This is great.
He knows how to woo the ladies, that's for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
So are you into star signs? Do you call people honey or sweetie? Any of these icks that he listed?
Yeah, I do. I love a good star sign. Aries, by the way.
Was he writing about you?
Oh, I don't think so. Probably half of Perth. I think that's who he was writing about.
Whoa, I love it, Kat. Thank you for running in. And we're going to discuss this now. Icks.
Yeah.
Have you got an ick? Has an ick ruined a potential relationship? We even have a jingle.
Maybe it's their gross feet. Their clothes are never that neat. Weird noises when they eat. Always late. They're too rude. What's your ick? Ick, 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 ew.
So I didn't really know what an ick was. And I did this, there was a big TikTok craze going around where your daughter or your son, I think it was your daughter, gets their dad and they do it live on TikTok about all the icks that ick them, and you've got to go back and forth. So Mia and I did it, and Mia had a full list, like it was like two pages long of all the icks that I ick her.
Oh, so, okay.
Your dad annoys you.
Yeah.
And did you do how...
she annoys me.
Really? Yeah,
I didn't need a list. I was just on the top of my head. So we went back and forth and it went nuts on TikTok.
Yeah.
But some of the, because I didn't know what an ick was.
No.
It's just a stupid word.
Well, icks, they're sort of like deal breakers, things that you just, you can like someone, maybe you've hooked up on Hinge or
red
on
flags.
Tinder, and then you meet them and you just go, oh,
What's your ick about us?
Your fingernails. Oh, or,
what's your ick about Nick and I?
No, it's not, it's about relationships.
Just said one.
I just want to know what your ick is with
us. I don't have icks with you two. You're friends.
Said it.
You don't
just
have...
said it. Looked at me and said, oh, like if you chew your fingernails.
Yeah. No, that was an example.
You've got to have an ick.
Yeah, but you don't have you accept your friends the way they are. I don't have icks for you two. For potential love interest or romantic interest. No, do I have an ick? I don't need the drone. What's an ick? Leon, have I got an ick?
I think Josiah winking at me all the time is an ick.
Oh, yeah, I'll get a lot of that. Yeah.
So that's not an ick. I don't know, 13, 10, 6, it's not about me anyway.
Yours would have to be like rat tails or a mullet.
Tattoos on the neck, tattoos in general. Dirty hair, long hair, short hair.
It's got to make your skin crawl.
Yeah.
Okay, just dirty.
Yeah.
Actually, dirty is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, just not clean.
Yeah.
There we go. Ick. Maybe it's that gross feet, their clothes are never that neat. Weird noises when they eat. Always late, they're too rude. What's your ick, 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 ick? What gives you the ick?
He just said one of mine.
Which one?
Feet.
Yeah, you're a real, you've got a foot problem.
I've just got goosebumps.
Mine's introverts.
Oh, you don't like introverts?
No, people that are just, oh, I don't know, I don't like crowds, I don't like, people that don't like people, yuck.
So you hate yourself?
I love people. I love getting out and about. A lot annoy me, but I love getting out.
I reckon negativity is an ick for me, like someone who's really negative. Like,
are you saying I'm negative?
Why do you look at him when you say
You bite your nails, you're negative?
No, I was thinking that. That's something that I've gone, oh, okay, you're someone who's complaining or whinging a lot.
Mm. No, again, you look at me.
I'm just looking at you. I look at both of you.
I'm very positive. It's just humanity lets me down on a regular basis.
I don't find you icky at all.
What about aggressive?
No.
What are you saying? What are you saying to my face, Fee?
Louise in Ringwood. Hi, Louise.
Hey, Fifi. Love you guys.
Oh,
hey,
thanks, Louise. We love Louise. You too, and we would love to know what gives you the ick when you're dating.
The biggest ick has to be chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah,
I'm 100% with you.
I cannot stand that. In between the talking, and you can see what they've got in their mouth.
Oh,
it's disgusting. That's a definite deal breaker for me.
I had a mate of mine. He's still a good mate, but he used to eat that. Eat like that.
Have you spoken to him about it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I never spoke to him about it.
But he's
fixed
it.
My dad used to call him the cow. Look at him chewing his cud.
Does he still do it? Did someone correct? Because that's a parent didn't correct that behaviour, or maybe the family didn't see that as a problem.
No, I think he's all right now.
See, that one you could probably get around.
Fix.
Like if you were out for, you went on a date with a female or male and they're hot.
Mm.
And you first meet them and they're chewing like that, but you just think, geez, they're hot. You can get them to stop that.
Yeah, you're
eventually.
Right. You could probably wean them
off.
It'd
turn you off a little bit, but you'd just go, come on, I can push through.
I can do this.
She's hot.
Put the blinders on.
He's hot.
Thank you for sharing, Louise. Georgia from Druin. Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Georgia,
what gives you the ick when it comes to dating?
Oh, it's really bad. But when you get, like, when I'm dry and my partner does this just to piss me off. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you're all right.
You're all right from Druin.
But I will get out, like, they will get out of the shower and hug me. And they're wet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it makes me sick. Like, actually, I can't. And even like when it's like raining and I'm half wet, I can't. Like, it makes me gag. Oh,
I get that. Toby does that to me. Like, she'll have a shower and I'll dry myself. She'll come up and deliberately put water on me. And I'm like, oh, because you're just dry. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, I don't mind. These are fascinating icks. That fascinates me.
My wife has Luch yells at me all the time. She'd be listening now. She's in the car with Charlie. Hey, Luch.
Hey, Charlie.
I brush my teeth as I walk around the house, but I'll have toothpaste
on your beard and
no water in my mouth. Yeah, Luch. Hey, Luch. Tomorrow, I got it. Like,
why do you brush your teeth around the house? That's weird.
I just walk around. Yeah, I'm just walking around. End of the night.
That's a sink job.
Yeah.
That's just to do at the sink.
Yeah, that's where I spit it in. That's the problem, though. I'm brushing it far away from the sink.
Yeah.
But I've got all that toothpaste.
No, you got to stop walking. Well, I'm with Luch
on
that.
I'm with Luch too.
Stand still, please. And we just got a DM from Evelyn. She said she hates when the top button is undone. So a man who undoes the top button on his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't do the top button. I do all of them.
Yeah, that's
you really do. This is fun. Max in Lilydale. Hi, Max.
Hi, young.
You're good, Max. What gives you the ick when you date?
When a girl says slay or slay queen.
Slay. Oh, yeah.
Mate, you would hate my kids.
Mm.
That's all they say.
Slay.
My kids call me queen. Hey, queen. No. Slay. Queen. They do. Like Lulu's just all she says is queen. What is that? Where do they get that from? Slay.
Well, it's a thing. It's slay. A thing for young people. And I get that, Max, you're not into it.
It's just annoying, really.
He's a mum with you, Maxie.
What I hate about that, it's over the top positivity for something very simple. You know what I mean?
But
nice jacket, slay. You go, what? That's not... You haven't achieved anything. Like, what's with all the pats on the back? You've done nothing. Well, why are you yelling slay?
They don't use words anymore, Nick. It's like you give them dinner, slay. How was your dinner? Slay. What? Doesn't even make sense. It's so annoying.
Should we...
We sound like we're on 3AW right now. What's with all the bloody youngsters?
101.9 The Fox.
How lucky are we, though? We are joined in the studio by Melbourne royalty, our Lord Mayor, Sally Capp, in the studio. Hi,
well,
Sally.
Thank you, Fifi, given that you are a Moomba monarch. That is outgoing. A lovely welcome.
That was the other royal I was referring to. Look at us, outgoing Lord Mayor and Queen of Moomba. No, reigning. Until you it's officially true. Announce the next true. Queen of Moomba, yeah. I am reigning.
Is there any chance of Fee getting it back-to-back? Can you
it's
pull off
never been done before, that's well, all hey. I'll say. Oh, but awesome. Fifi is immortalised at Town Hall with a photo with her crown on.
Oh,
so forever. So Fev, you can't escape it.
Oh,
she
no.
is
does she have to give
a
that crown back?
Monarch forever. No, that is
you
hers.
You get to keep that.
I've got the crown.
Oh, wow.
She can wear it in any situation she wants.
She was reunited last week with her king. They played tennis.
Pete Hitcher and I played doubles tennis.
Lucky they didn't do that at Moomba.
Against Fev and Pete Hellier. And
at
fun.
The Australian Open.
Well, it was
with
at Albert Park Tennis Club. It was doubles. And Fev, you can tell our Lord Mayor. What
I don't
happened.
Really want to say I bet you 6-love and you didn't win a point, but that's all right.
Pete and I got smashed. The King and Queen of Moomba.
They're better at sitting
no good
on
at
a
tennis.
Little float.
Now speaking of Moomba, though, you are here and you have a very big announcement for
we do.
Melbourne.
It's I'm a giving great. Myself Nick's a drum
king.
Roll.
Nick's
here.
The king. Oh, Nick's the king.
Yeah,
Nick's the king.
Here we go.
We'll get you a drum roll. Here we go.
There's no end to the drum roll. So
oh,
you can
there's
just,
not?
Yeah, it's an ongoing drum okay. roll.
Wow, there's a lot of pressure here. The big announcement this year is that Moomba is so popular, we're extending it by a day. So
oh, wow.
It is starting on Thursday the 9th of March this year. It's going through to the 13th. It's going to be absolutely mega. And 1.4 million people came last year. So it gives that extra time for people to really come and enjoy what is the biggest yes. festival in Australia.
It was that huge is... last year because we did. I did the Burban rally. It was packed. And then I went and watched you on the float. And I couldn't believe how many people were there because we'd been starved of going
exactly,
out through
yeah.
COVID. And everyone just flocked. I love Moomba.
Do you maybe, Sally, attribute this
no.
to the success of the
yes.
King and Queen of Moomba last year and attracted more crowds?
There's a lot to be said for the popularity of our monarchs. And, you know, there's a lot of care and diligence that goes into to crowning our monarchs.
Yes.
But I've got to say as well, the Birdman Rally is one of the most popular parts of Moomba.
Oh, I think that's why they've extended
it. It is back.
It.
Yeah. It is back and it does amazing fundraising.
Yeah.
Who did
How
you fundraise for?
We did...
I think it was
it was Make-A-Wish or so, it was to do with SCA. It was
Make-A-Wish.
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 Did
nice
you?
One.
And sorry, Fev, because we're
trying
talking
to stump
about,
me, but I got it.
I'm sorry.
Because we're talking about how far did you fly?
Hey, it's not the thing
memory.
With the Birdman. It's not about how far you fly. It's about having fun, making an idiot of yourself.
I think it's all about how far you fly.
No. It's about how good my thing looked. Had a big footy. People roared. Mate, they
it
had like 100,000 people there and they were all there to see me jump off.
Only for
and tank.
And there was only 60,000 watching the...
No, there were hundreds of thousands watching the
Well, we're expecting more than a million people again this year. There's a lot of competition going on. And I really do want to give a plug for people coming along. It starts at 5 p.m. on the Thursday the 9th. One of the new features this year, because I love the rides. I don't know about
you. Yeah, the rides
are the best. This year we're doing a special pass, $45, unlimited rides after 6 p.m. Good. So we're expecting to see you down there on the Thrillers. And, of course, we've got the Moomba Masters skiing back, all our favourites like the Parade and Birdman. And this year the skate park competition, which has scooters and BMXs as well, is an Olympic qualifier event.
Oh, wow.
Well, Fee said she was a skateboarder, so maybe you can get back down.
There are lots of ways you can participate.
Because they've got that little skate park there just beside the Yarra. There's a little skate park.
It's big.
Oh, I'm saying there's a skate park there.
There is. It's iconic. It's used in lots of movies. It's a favourite of lots of skateboarders because it's apparently retro.
Yeah.
And we are just looking at upgrading, and we're getting lots of advice of not to change too many things because of that experience.
And also a free event.
It is free.
Just come along.
There's plenty to enjoy that's free. We put on lots of free activities, particularly for kids. It is a big fun family festival. Everything from big Lego building workshops to how to make things out of cardboard. I don't know. It's supposed to sound interesting, that one. The parade, of course, is free, and watching Birdman and all the skiers. The rides you do pay for, and, of course, you can bring your own food or you can have a curly potato, whatever takes your fancy.
How good are those curly potatoes?
They're so good. How good's our Lord Mayor, though? I just love you, Sally, being our Lord Mayor. Passionate about Melbourne.
She wants back to back.
No, I'm actually looking at Sally going, what, could I be a Lord Mayor one day?
There
we go. I want to be Sally.
There's a red dot.
No. Just let me back out.
Okay. No, it's just a great. You're just so good at your job.
Well, that's kind of you to say, but the energy that you bring first thing in the morning is something to be admired. As people are still waking up and feeling fairly groggy, you guys are on 100%. So well,
I'll save you here, Sal. Who's the new king and queen?
I'm going to come back to tell you that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've got a couple more weeks as reigning queen.
What are we looking at? Sportsmen? We're looking at comedians? Are we looking at...
Yeah, we do like to two kings. Showcase
Come
different
on, it's 2023.
Talented features.
Two kings. Get with it. So
no comment. You've come in. You're a ray of sunshine. We love everything you do for Melbourne, Sally. Thank you for coming
Melbourne's
in.
Melbourne's got its groove back.
It has.
And we are absolutely thrilled that there's that sense of excitement as people come into the city, and they're coming back in huge numbers, and it's fantastic to see.
One more question. Was Fifi Box your greatest queen you've had?
That's unfair. No, because
you've got to other new levels. I thought Fifi brought unique and special elements to the role.
Because you got your greatest ever viewership. You got your greatest ever attendance.
It's true. Never so many waves from the crowd.
Yeah. That my hand still sweats. That was a lot.
Waves from the Yarra.
You're the greatest queen ever.
That's very sweet. Thank you for forced to say
that, Sally. No, you're a pop star. There's no doubt. We did have a record crowd, and it does have a lot to do with our monarch.
And now she wants your job.
Pete Hitchner. Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox. The three of us, Fev, Nick, we're parents. We love kids. And even before I had kids, I've always loved kids. I work experience in year 10. I went to a kindergarten. I'd love to be a kindergarten teacher. That's what I'll do next. I'll do something with kids after radio. Love them, but not everyone does.
You said you were going to be Lord Mayor about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but then I had a chat with Sally Capp off air. Too much work. Like, she's just working.
You
got to go to every event. I'm not going to all the
events. What did you think it was going to be like Queen of Moomba, but you're in the office in the city?
Do you know what? I've been in her office. I like that office.
Imagine Town Hall.
I want the office.
Yeah. Imagine Fee going to all the functions and smoke bombing after 5 minutes before she did her speech. Whereas Fee, she's gone home.
I don't like the small talk. I couldn't do small talk endlessly.
You get stuff done, though.
She's brilliant. She's great at that job.
Yeah.
Well, and she should do it forever. I'll vote her in again. Back to kids. Not everybody loves kids, and that is okay. And this is a safe space. If you don't like kids, don't feel judged. Might be people listening right now who are like, oh, I can't ever say that because people think it's mean to not like kids.
I don't like kids sometimes.
I imagine, hey, before you had kids, did you like kids?
I don't think he likes it.
No, I used to be a nanny. I was a manny. Oh, I worked at a summer camp. Yeah. I don't mind kids.
That was there's for cash, though. That wasn't because you liked kids.
Yeah. Oh, what, the cash at a summer camp breaks down to 86 cents an hour. Yeah. Don't worry, I wasn't in a... I don't know what you think people make at summer camps overseas. You're not coming home millionaires.
I'm bringing this up because an Australian TikToker has gone viral because she has... Now, I mean, she's 27, and this is a thing. Mm. You can not like kids in your 20s, but then when you get to an age where you, I don't know, feel the urge to have your own, you start to maybe like them. So this 27-year-old... she's calling for us to have adults-only suburbs in Australia.
I would like to know when somebody is planning on opening an adults-only suburb where everything in it is only for adults. Because I am so sick of going places and kids are just everywhere screaming and I just have to put up with it. I just feel like for people like me that are evil and hate kids, we should have our own suburb where we can just be quiet and undisturbed.
Go live on a farm by yourself.
She's look, it's a brave opinion and without judgment. I mean, 13, 10, 60, we are going to open the phones. Do you maybe feel the same way? You would love an adults-only suburb.
I feel like that's I understand what she's saying. So I hate when I see kids running around pubs and stuff and restaurants and cafes.
What?
Because it's for adults. It's an adult's place. Like at a play centre.
Everyone was a kid. You're a kid.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't get to go to restaurants until I was 12.
If her mum didn't have her, she wouldn't even be here. So she should be lucky.
Yeah, of course.
Be yourself lucky.
But I see what she means when kids are annoyed. Like yesterday, it was Charlie's first little half day of four-year-old kinder. He wanted to go out. He wanted to go to a cafe near our place for lunch. Take him to lunch. At one point, he starts to kick off. I go, mate, this is an adult's place.
No.
When I'm at Rabbit Hole, you know, when I'm at Rabbit Hole Play Centre, go nuts, mate. Run up, jump off a thing, smash into people. Have a good time. So but in an adult's place, pull your head in.
I love kids that run around. I love that. Like on planes and that when kids cry, I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I feel bad for it because there is a pulse.
Yeah, and I love kids running around everywhere. I'm like, man, that's what I would have been like when I was a kid. You embrace it. Can't hate.
Well, no, I know. I love kids.
Kids are the best.
I don't have a
You had undiagnosed ADD, I assume.
Leon,
that's why you're running around.
A lot of our... producers, I'm looking out the window, Bar Das with gorgeous Finny, but you, a lot of you are...
Leon hates kids.
I agree with Nick. There's a pub in Collingwood called Stomping Ground, which I used to love to go to. They installed a playground. Nah, not anymore. I'm trying to be with my friends. Kids are around. Shut up. Also, actually, I was bowling last week at a new bowling bar in Preston. It's a bar, a bowling alley with a bar, so it's for adults. Family there with kids. Guys, I'm trying to have a beer and bowl. Shut up. Go away.
Yeah.
Wow. But this is, you know what? We just said safe space. There are people who don't like kids and that's okay. I didn't
I like kids, they're fine, but just in certain places.
Well, the kids' playground area, the Vic Hotel in Yarraville just got a big refurb and they've split it almost up into an area where kids can play and then through the doors, then it's the bar. But you can still get beers and food and whatever. And it's great because the parents with kids just sit there. Then people that just want to have a drink and food without kids sit in the other area.
But don't you feel some parents go to these pubs, Leon, to let their kids go nuts on the playground while they sit there and have a beer?
Yeah, go to specific one. That's why I don't go to that one anymore, because it's for kids. It used to be a great pub. I loved it.
I should have just asked the Lord Mayor. Pub. Why can't she help me out and let me continue to drink at the park while the kids are on the playground?
13, 10, 60. You won't believe this. The phones have melted down. People hate kids. Mitch is on the line from Somerville. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Mitch. Mitch, do you not like kids?
Look, I don't mind kids, although my partner works in childcare.
Oh.
And after an entire week looking after children, it's pretty safe to say that some people definitely don't want to be in a suburb surrounded by kids.
Yeah, so that's something you'd be open to.
Honestly, I mean, whether it's venues or a location, it may not be a bad thing. Yeah.
I sort of get, look, you know.
Definitely.
I was thinking about it before I had kids, things like planes, and I used to travel a lot for business, long haul flights. And if there was a baby on a plane, I would lie there going, does this stop? When does this crying end? Then when I had babies on planes, now all I do is see parents and just smile and want to give them a hug because it's nothing worse than when your baby's screaming.
There is a nice little fist bump you can give a dad or a mum.
It's all going to be okay. But Mitch, there we go. Similarly to this TikToker, would be open to kidless venues like the Fairbanks.
I understand Mitch is Mitch's partner, though, works in childcare, works with kids all week. I live with kids all week, and then at the end of the week, they're still there. So I'd also like a pub where there's none.
I just don't get how people don't like kids. I just can't get it in my head. Kids are they bring the biggest joy to your whole life. My whole life is yours. Around kids. And other people's, everyone, yours, V's, everyone. Yeah, but love kids.
Definitely once you have them, you understand that.
But I loved them when I didn't have them. Like I'd always be at family days with footy and I'd play with everyone's kids.
Some people really just love kids.
I'm the silly dad at the party. Yeah. Running around playing with all the kids and
stuff. I'll play with the kids. Let's go. I don't understand how people don't like them. I can't get it through my head.
Calling Mitch. And we've got Georgina in Coburg. Hey, Georgina.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
Great.
Good, Georgina.
Nick, I love you. I love your parenting advice when you give it.
Oh, actual parenting, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I'm chipping you don't have kids.
I'm on your side and I'm all for a suburb without kids. I mean, I'm in my 50s now. I live in Coburg and our locals are overrun by kids. Parents go there and just think that they can let them run amok.
Yeah, I don't think you've got kids, do you, Georgina? You don't have kids?
Hell no.
Yeah. Georgina. Look, I love your candor.
I've got a fur baby. I've got a fur baby and they scoff that, you know, put up their nose at this dog that's sitting by my side doing nothing. Mm. You know, these kids are running around knocking over beers and plates of food, but
Georgina, how would you feel if we had a suburb you can't have animals?
Oh, that'd be okay too.
But we actually do. You can't have animals at restaurants and certain venues.
You can now.
Oh, a lot of pubs and stuff.
They're everywhere. Bringing in their dogs. They're on planes and stuff now. They're everywhere.
Should we do the phone? Do you hate dogs? I reckon we'll get a few calls then.
I love Nick's advice when he gives it, and I love it.
I love that. What I love too about that compliment you're giving Nick, Georgina, I'm guessing that the over compensation and over giving that Fev and I share with our kids is probably too much. We spoil them.
Socials.
Yeah. Oh, my kids are spoiled. Yeah.
Sometimes I can't just swipe.
Oh, I love it.
What's that?
On socials to swipe our stuff off. I love it. We asked you to be honest, Georgina, and that's what we got from you. Thank you for calling.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Nick. Celebrate love this Valentine's Day with Fifi, Fev and Nick and The Loom Melbourne. For one night only, couples are invited to be mesmerised by Monet and friends with champagne served on arrival. Don't wait to book the most romantic ticket in town.